eager flock to the shores of the Baltic Sea. The teeth of time have stole the rhyme of how things should be. My cave, my house, my turning wheel, my little docking pump. The march of Colonel Forbin and his fleet hound called McGrupp. The grime of countless work dogs has collected in my sink. I tie my nose with spandex hose before I get a drink. We lie on frozen warthogs with its poison in our minds, while the ferns that spot our children are encased in orange rime. And seasons are the reasons people and their clams have stowed the famous mockingbird with glue and rubber bands. They writhe and cry in agony as Rutherford the Brave chokes Teela and the unit monster managing to save the spotted striper's multi-beast and thereby cheat his grave. I'd like to get his autograph, but he looks too much like Dave. He looks too much like Dave. He looks too much like Dave. He looks too much. 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 Thank you.
Once upon a time, there was a man called Colonel Forbin. And he was a retired army colonel living in 20th century suburbia. And one day he found himself shaving in his bathroom. And he was looking into the mirror and thinking about his life. Years old, and what had he done with his life? Basically nothing. And he sat and he looked in the mirror with his dog, McGrupp, sitting next to him. And he thought about the door. Well, the door was a door that he had found recently when walking McGrupp, and he was coming over this hill, and he saw it. And he didn't believe that it really existed at first. But he spent weeks walking past this same spot every day, and he'd see the door. And he'd wonder about it. Till this one day, he was shaving in his bathroom, and he realized that he was sick of his life, and that the time had come to go through the door. So he took his dog, and he walked out onto the street, and he headed up the hill, and he headed towards the door.